You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is another episode. I'm doing this here today on the 13th of Shawwal, 1439, which corresponds to June 27th, 2018. And this is clearly a little interlude podcast in the middle of the week in response to the Supreme Court decision, what's known as the Janus decision, that's going to have like some serious effects on a lot of people, and just a couple of my thoughts about it, because it's really irritating to me. So if you don't know, I happen to have a union job, and it's a union government job, and I pay union dues. My union happens to be a pretty decent union. We get a substantial amount of pay compared to what the jobs are in the area without unions. So for example, I live in Minneapolis area. Where I work, the entry position starts at 19 something an hour, right? That's what you get when you enter into my position. And you can enter into it without having any prior experience or anything. You'll get trained, provided you pass the basic interview and whatever requirements to get in, which are open to anyone. You'll get trained and everything to get this position. Like I said, it starts at 19 something an hour, right? So it's on a progressive scale. The top pay after so many years in this position, I think, is like pushing $28 an hour, and that's after 6 full years. That's the top pay. And if you're familiar with union wages, you'll understand what that means. So basically, you start at 19 something an hour. After 60, you get a raise, a percentage. You start at 19 something an hour, which is, I think, 70% of the top pay. And then every year you get a 5% raise until you're making 100% of the top pay. And like I said, I think now the top pay is almost $28 an hour. Right, so we pay union dues. And so what the Janus decision was is that people who aren't part of the union who are part of the union don't have to pay. Well, how can I explain it? All right, so when you join the union, when you get a job that has union, typically you're offered to join the union or not. If you don't join the union, you generally have to pay a percentage of the union dues, the monthly union dues, to cover union representation. And union representation is the contract, bargaining contract, that indicate your wage, your health care, your vacation, and anything else that comes into play. And then you get union representation to back you in this regard. But if you aren't part of the union, I believe you can't file a grievance or something like that against your employer, which I don't know why, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't be part of the union, because that's a big issue when you're dealing with big companies, especially, you know, government companies. So with this tool, Mark Janus decided to fight he didn't want to pay the percentage. He opted to not join the union. He didn't want to pay the percentage for union representation because he disagreed with a lot of the policies and the routes that the government did, or not the government, the that his union did toward like government policies and government politics or whatever his lame ass excuse was. So he fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, if you are never had a union job and you managed to make large sums of money, that's great on you. But the reality is, unions in our current time period are something that if they go away, we're just completely screwed. Like I said, for example, I live in Minneapolis area. My job is based in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The starting wage is 19-something an hour, and they'll train you how to do the job. You don't have to have any experience. So the minimum wage, though, is still like $9 an hour, or whatever it is, $8 an hour or something, right? So I believe in Minneapolis, the actual city itself raised the minimum wage. They're trying to raise it to $15 an hour. I don't know if they did or not. Minneapolis was just ranked the third most expensive city to live in after New York and LA in the country right now. So here we are working. I guess I don't see it as expensive because of the amount of money that I make, but I still feel poor. So I mean, it balances out in the ratio of amount of money you make versus the cost of living. But if that's the case, right, then you got to think about these people that don't have unions to push having amounts of a decent minimum wage, because they're going to be stuck with making government minimum wage or state minimum wage, whatever it is, or the city's minimum wage, which is going to be substantially lower than whatever the cost of living amount is for you to get by. So all that being said, if you don't want to pay minimum, if you don't want to pay union dues, that's fine. Then go get a different job that's not based on union representation. Or if you want to work at this job, me personally, I don't feel if you don't want to join the union, then there should be like a separate pay track that the job can pay you. Like, for example, okay, you don't want to join the union, so you don't get union backing. So the government then, or the, not the government, the job agency can pay you the minimum wage. But here you have this guy, and I guess enough people that are in Mark Janus and enough people that are agree with him think that they should get what the union works for, but don't not have to pay the union dues to get the benefits of the union. And the main benefit, yes, the health care, the contract negotiation and all that is good, but the main benefit of the union is that you get paid a substantial amount of money per hour. You know, that's the main benefit of the union, is that they fight for the, or if it's a good union, they fight for the minimum starting salary, and that's what they negotiate with the company. So me personally, I don't feel, if you don't want to be part of this system, then don't be a part of it. Go get a job someplace else. Mark Janus, quit your government healthcare specialist job or whatever the hell it is that you do. Go get a different job in the private sector and try to make as much money that you're making now, because you're going to get screwed by the government, by the companies that don't care about you. I mean, they don't. If the companies actually cared, then we wouldn't need unions and we wouldn't need this type of thing to go on. But it's been proven time and time again that big companies don't care. Case in point, Walmart. Walmart's a huge freaking company, right? One of the biggest money-making companies there are, yet they pay crap. They literally pay crap, right? I used to work at Walmart, right? So I know. And I was in one of the highest positions outside of management in Walmart, responsibility-wise. I worked as both one of the department managers and in asset protection, which asset protection you basically have, like, you basically have authority over the whole store outside of management, right? So your level of role in the store is extremely high. Well, you know what they pay asset protection? That pays like $11 or $12 an hour, right? So it's mind-boggling. Like, that position, really, with that level of responsibility and the work that you had to do. I mean, we had to arrest people, build cases to have an arrest, you know, focus on shoplifting, safety in the store, a whole spread of issues, and you're making $11 or $12 an hour. It's mind blowing. And this is a major company, huge money making company, and that's what they do. On top of it, right, the Walmart model, they pushed anti-union. As a manager, a department manager in Walmart, we had to take classes to address union people that come and want to start unions. Like, for example, this was maybe about, I worked at Walmart maybe about 6 years ago, I left. and so at that point in time here in, there was a push for unions to start in Walmart. And so they had us taking training classes to address people in your department that might come and ask about unions and for what you should say, et cetera, et cetera, and this and that. And it was basically anti-union legislation being like programmed into your job. Without the union, I'm going to tell you this, our store manager who was awesome, respected by every single person in the store. The guy worked at Walmart for like 25 years. He started as a cart pusher, guy getting the carts when he was like a teenager, went through the whole Walmart system, right? Was store manager, right? Probably making like $110,000 a year or whatever the store manager makes, right? They fired him on the spot, right? Just like that. We came in one day and they said, we fired the store manager. They tried to have, I guess they were, had some issues with him for like a couple months, and they just fired him like that, right? So basically, you're shit out of a job, you know? No backing, no whatever. That's it. I'm sure I'm assuming he was a smart guy. He had banked money and did all this and whatever. But at the same time, you see the effects of big corporations and what they do. And for you to think that this is a good decision, the Janus verdict is good for the people, and that this won't happen, like, won't have a broad effect across the workplace in the country, you're an idiot. I mean, that's what it is. You're an idiot, and it's just completely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing that the people of our country have gotten to this level. Our country has gotten to this level. We have Trump running the show. it's just like the sum of everything is crumbling, like crumbling the like foundation of our country. I'm not a big USA patriot, you know, all American, whatever. Trust me, I'm not anything like that. But, you know, these types of things are things that I bet you majority of the people don't even know what the Janus vote is, the majority, I'm going to say the majority of people probably below 35, people who are in their 20s and their teens, like just their late teens going into college in their 20s, early 30s, probably have no idea the repercussions of this. And it might not be immediate. For example, like everyone who's in the union now, well, you're good, right? But I'm going to tell you, if you were like 20 years old now, or 21, I think you've got to be 21 to actually work where I'm working due to what we do. You're 21 years old coming in, right? You're looking, well, you know what? I'm going to make this much, but I got to pay, you know, our union dues are like $55. I got to pay that. Or I don't have to pay that, but I get the same pay scale and I get the same benefits. Well, what choice are you going to make? Literally, if you're 20 years old, 21, single, no kids, whatever. I mean, if I would take the not paying. I mean, it's just common sense that you would take not paying, right? You would take not pay. You'd say, okay, well, I'll opt to not join the union. Therefore, I'm not going to pay, right? So therefore, after a little while, the shift from people who pay the union dues will gradually move to the people who don't pay the union dues, which will then, the union will not have the ability to sustain itself, which then the union will crumble. At that point, and this might be years down the line, at that point, then the employment agency could then come in and say, you know what? You ain't got union backing. We're dropping all the pay scale back down to whatever the government minimum wage is, right? You're getting your health care benefits cut. You know, all these perks you had, well, guess what? You ain't getting them now. And you know what? If you don't like it, we'll fire you. Or they'll just start firing people and then rehiring people at a lower rate. So they'll say, okay, well, you're making now, you've been working here, 15 years now. We're going projecting into the future from today. It's like 2030. You've been here 12 years. You're making, at this point with the same prescription, you're making 30 some dollars an hour if you didn't move up in the company or something, right? Well, you know what? Sorry, your union crumbled because you guys weren't paying union dues. We're going to start systematically firing people. You're the first to go. Then your job is replaced by someone who they can hire at whatever the minimum wage is at that time period. And I mean, from a company money perspective, I can't fault them in doing that. You know, like it's logical, like, you know what? Yeah, it's a shitty thing to do, but if you're running a business, I can't really fault them. You know, I can't, because you know what? It's about, if it comes down to about money, which it is, you know what that is like, to keep the money, you know, you're going to do that. And that's what basically Walmart does, like these big corporations that don't have unions, that's what they do. And yes, it's crappy, but at the same time, people still need jobs. So they're going to still go get these crap jobs like me, right? When I moved here to Minnesota, and was it 2009, right? So I didn't have a job, so I needed to get something, so I got a job at Walmart, you know, just for something to do. That's the type of things that are going to happen. People still are going to need jobs, right? People still are going to need jobs. So if you have any like self-dignity or whatever, you're going to get a job to support your family or whatever, right? So, or even if you don't have a family and you just want to support yourself, you're going to need a job. And this type of decision and this mentality, in the long run, will just be completely disastrous for everyone. And hopefully there is some way that it can be overturned or something, responded to. But it's just ridiculous. Mark Janis, a-hole, big time in my eyes. And if you look how the votes went, straight down the party line, look at the Supreme Court justices who voted yes compared to the ones that voted no, right? So I'm just going to leave it at that. I just wanted to rant a little bit. This is Issa Martell. You're listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. It's my podcast. You know what? That's it. Have a good day. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be to you.